Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Shyam. Kartik, Vrindavan Mahimamrita classes, Radha Mahima. Prabhupada serves these great book, Vrindavan Mahimamrita, Shatak 12, verse 1. Radha Radha Radhana Nishtash Yantas Tapo Nayati Meshantim Vrindavananta Parato Anya Rujam Iva Kim. Translation. I have firm faith in the worship of Radharani. Radhanishtha means firm faith, conviction in Aradhana, worship of Radharani, in the service of Radharani. Radha Aradhana Nishtas. My heart burns with pain and I can find no peace. Yantyas tapo nayati me shantim. Nayati shantim. I can find no peace. My heart is burning with pain. Except for the land of Vrindavan, what medicine is there to cure me? He says, Kim Kim Chikitsa Chikitsa. Chikitsa means medicine. Kim means what medicine can cure this disease? Anyarujam. So this is a very nice phrase, brings out some nice points. Prabhupada Saraswati says he's Nishta. I have firm faith in the worship of Sri Radha. So we, as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, followers of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and the six Goswamis, they had all had firm faith in the worship of Radharani. They're all doing Ramya Upasana. They're all doing Ramya Upasana, worshiping Krishna in the mood of the gopis of Vrindavan, and following Radharani, Bhavataratmya Radharani. Radha Sneha, extraordinary affection for Radharani, and worshiping Radharani. This is a desirable goal of sadhana. We do sadhana bhakti, and we get purified of our anarthas and aparads, anartha-nivritti, then we come to, after anartha-nivritti, we become steady, we develop deep conviction in bhakti-bhajan and deep conviction in Krishna, and worshiping Krishna. Become steady, convinced, and enlivened by practicing bhakti with a purified heart at the level of nishtha, nishtita bhakti. So this is nishtha and Radha worship. This means Vrindavan. This is what it means to live in Vrindavan. He says, tapa means fire. My heart is burning. I can't find any peace. If I go outside of Vrindavan, I don't find any peace. If I go to Croatia or Delhi or Bombay, there's no shanti. Nayati me shanti. My shanti, my peace is not to be found in going anywhere else but Vrindavan. Vrindavana Parato means nowhere else but Vrindavan will my heart find peace. The devotees at Dhruva Bhajan Vrindavan, they get a taste for Vraja Bhajan. And especially they come to develop nishtha, radha-radhana-nishtas. They become steady and fixed and convinced and absorbed in the worship of Radharani and smarana of Radharani's lilas and seva to Radharani. They can't bear to live outside of Vrindavan for a minute. It's a pain worse than death. Like going to Delhi, if you live in Vrindavan, going to Delhi is like going to hell. Helly, smelly Delhi. So this is a point that this is a kind of. And why is he saying my heart is burning? My heart burns with pain. I can only find peace except for the land of Vrindavan. What medicine is there to cure me? So Vrindavan, by living in Vrindavan doing bhajan, Prabhupada Saraswati got a disease. He got a disease. His disease was he became mad after Radharani, Radharasudaniti. He became mad after the service of Radharani and the remembrance of Radharani. That was the result of moving to Vrindavan. He was living in Benares, on the bank of the Ganga. By Mahaprabhu's influence, he gave that up and moved to Vrindavan, became famous as Prabhupada Saraswati. And now, after living in Vrindavan, writing Vrindavan, Mahimamrita and Radharasudaniti, he became crazy. He became infected with Vata Rog. Vata Rog is a disease of life errors. Vata. He became infected with praying for Radharani. So he feels he's burning. He can't find any peace outside of Vrindavan. Vrindavan gave him the disease, and Vrindavan is the chikitsa. Chikitsa means the medicine for a disease. Because Vrindavan creates a disease of viraha, vira rog. One feels great pain of separation from Radharani. It's like a burning fire. Top means fire. It's very piercing, very painful to be separated from Radharani, from her seva, from her darshan. Radharani's right here in Vrindavan, and sadhakas know that she's right here. She's having her pastimes, but they can't see her, so they feel disturbed. But the only cure that they can't, if they leave Vrindavan, they won't find a cure for this disease of separation from Radharani, only by going deeper into Vrindavan bhajan. So there's no, he said, I can't, there's no medicine other than Vrindavan. In other words, the source of the disease is the source of the cure. The disease is created by living in Vrindavan. One burns in the pain of separation from Radharani. And by living in Vrindavan, doing more bhajan, one will get spurti of Radharani and visions of Radharani and darshan of Radharani. And then they'll find some shanti. Vrindavan created burning anxiety and anguish, and Vrindavan will bring the cure of cooling peace, cooling peaceful vibration when Radharani puts her lotus feet on the head of a sadhaka. So this is nice verse, chapters. Shatak 12, verse 1. Arada Radna Nishtas Yantas Tapo Nayati Me Shantim. Vrindavanata Parato Anya Rujam Iva Kim Vavech Chikitsanya. There's no other medicine but Vrindavan. Shri Vrindavan Dham. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna. Jaya Vrindavan, Shri Govinda Gopinatha, Madana Mohan, Shama Kunda Radha Kunda, Giri Govardhan, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. This is Shatak 13. Text 2. Yavad Radhapada Nakamani Chandrika Naiviraste Tavad Vrindavana Bhuvi Mudam Nayati Chetash Chakori Yavad Vrindavana Bhuvi Vaven Napi Nishta Garishta Tavad Radhacharna Karuna Neva Chadrashi Udeti. Translation. Shataka 13, text 2. As long as the moonlight, Sri Radha's jewel toenails does not shine, Radha Pada Nakamani, Chandrika. Chandrika means moonlight. Radha Pada Nakamani, Chandrika, na. As long as it moonlight of Radharani's jewel toenails does not shine. The chakori, chakora bird of my heart, cannot feel happy. Vrindavan, Vrindavana Bhuvi Mudam Na Cheta Shikori means the Shikori bird of my heart. Mudam Na will not feel muda, will not feel happy in Vrindavan, the land of Vrindavan, until you see the moonlight. Without seeing the moonlight from Radharani's toenails. Radhapada Naka Mani Chandrika Na Viraste. Vrindavana Bhuvi Mudam Na Cheta Chikori. Yavad Vrindavana Bhumi Bhaven Napi Nishta Karishta Tavad Radhacharana Karuna Naiva Tadashi Udeti. His first point of the sentence, he says, Chitta Chikori, the Chikora bird of my mind or Chikora bird of my heart, cannot feel happy, Mudam Na, cannot feel happy in Vrindavan, Vrajabhumi, unless I see the moonlight, Chikora bird, that special Shansong bird, Chikora bird lives on the moonlight. There's no moonlight in the sky, he dies. So the sadhaka is dying in separation from Radharani. He's hankering and praying and hoping against hope. When will that day be mine? Kavi Avi Bola Sejin Amar. When will that day be mine? When I see the beautiful, soothing, relaxing, energizing, life-giving Chandrika, moonbeams of Radharani's Padanaka Mani, moonbeams emanating from her merciful jewels of her toenails, Radha Padanaka Mani, Chandrika Na. Then he says, that's one point. Another point is that if I don't have deep faith, if one doesn't have deep faith, says na nishta garishta. Nishta garishta. Garishta means deep, solid, deep. Solid, deep nishta, deep faith. If he doesn't have that, if one doesn't have deep faith in the Vrajabhumi, Vrindavana Bhuvi. Bhuvi means bhumi. Means if one doesn't have deep, solidified, deep faith in the land of Vrindavan, Radhacharana Karuna Na Tadrishi Udeti. One will not see the mercy of Radharani's lotus feet unless one has firm faith in the land of Vrindavan. Radhacharana Karuna Na Drishti. Drishti means see, Na means not, Karuna means merciful. Radhacharana Karuna, the Karuna Mai Radha, Radharani's lotus feet are so compassionate. So merciful, but they won't. That mercy won't. That vision of deity won't. That vision won't arise in one who doesn't have a complete faith in Vrindavan Dham. So this is a combination. This verse is a combination of Radharani and Vrindavan. The mercy of Vrindavan, mercy of Radharani's toenails, and the mercy of Vrindavan. Radharani's toenails. The mercy, the moonbeams of her toenails. If the devotee, the Chikori of consciousness, bird of the heart and mind, does not receive the light, the soothing, cooling, life-giving moonlight of Radharani's jewel-like toenails, then he'll die. And if he doesn't have unlimited deep nishtha-garishtha, deep, firm faith, in the land of Vrindavan, he won't see the mercy of Radharani's lotus feet, Radha Charana Karuna. So this is a nice verse about faith in Vrindavan. Having faith in Vrindavan, you get the mercy of Radharani. What does it mean to have faith in Vrindavan? Having faith in Vrindavan means that Vrindavan is not different from Krishna. So if you have faith in Vrindavan, it's like having faith in Krishna. In other words, We have faith that Krishna will protect me and save me and do everything I need, whatever I require for my bhajan, my spiritual progress. So the same faith we have in Vrindavan. I just stay here in Vrindavan, Vrindavan Nishtha. I don't have to worry about food or shelter or clothing or spiritual progress or anything. I just stay in Vrindavan, hell or high water. Hell or high water, do or die, stay in Rajmandal and do bhajan and cry and try to serve Krishna. And Radharani and Vrindavan, Vrindatavi Mata, will take care of everything for the sadhaka. It's one verse in Radharasuta Nidhi. It says, Vrindavan may Radha Subhava Satarni. The sadhu is the Satarni. The sadhus living in Braj because of Radharani's Radha Subhava. Radha Subhava Satarani. Radharani with her good moods, her good feelings, her good emotions, her good moods and bhavas, her Karuna Bhav, her mood of compassion and love for everyone, all Brajvasis and sadhakas and sadhus in Vrindavan, sadhvis in Vrindavan. Radharani, her Subhava Satarani. Radharani personally, Tarani delivers, she delivers the sadhus from this cycle of birth and death and brings them to her lotus feet in Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan. And moreover, the sadhus need something, she personally arranges to deliver. The sadhus need some milk to drink. Radharani comes as a lali. Radharani comes as a brajachuri. She comes as a brajachuri. Nichikishuri, Brajachuri, Radharani comes as a cowgirl and brings a liter of milk every day to the sadhu doing bhajan. Madhavendra Puripad, 500 years ago, was sitting on the banks of Govindakund, facing north and facing northwest, looking at Giriraj and looking at Govindakund on the south side of Govindakund, looking north, northwest to Giriraj and looking north towards Radhakund. And looking north towards Barsana Nandagram, and he's doing his bhajan and his Lita Smaran and crying out for Radharani's mercy. And he took a vow, I'll just drink a little water from Govindakund. I won't beg any food. I won't go to Aniyur and beg roti or chach or buttermilk. I'll just depend on Krishna, I'll depend on Radharani. If I live or die, Yoga Shemam Vahamyam. Ananyas, Gita Krishna says in Gita, Ananyas Shintyantamam Yejana Paripashate, Tesha Nitya Bhuktanam, Yoga Shemam Vahamyam. He said, for my devotees, I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have. So whatever they need, I bring it. I carry it literally, I carry it on my back and deliver it to their door, personally deliver it to their door, whatever my devotees need. That's just the Gita. What to speak about devotees who take shelter of Brajadam? Taking shelter of Brajadam, living here permanently and doing bhajan, is the same as taking shelter under the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. So if you're sitting under somebody's feet, if somebody's sitting and living under your feet, you'll definitely know who that person is. You'll know who that person is if someone's lying under your feet. You'll know who they are and what their needs are and what they require. So taking shelter of Brajadam and doing bhajan means taking shelter under the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. So being in that sheltered position, Radha Pada Shraya, Krishna Radha Krishna Charana Shraya, Pada Shraya, in that sheltered position, definitely, without a doubt, for sure, Radha and Krishna will take care and carry what we lack, give us whatever we need, and keep whatever good things we have for bhajan and keep it with us. Yoga Shama Mahamyam. So this is a nice lesson from this verse. Radha Charana Karuna Na Drishti. We will not see the mercy of Radharani until and unless we have Nishta, Brajadam Nishta Karishta. Nishtha Krishna, deep, strong, unbreakable faith in Brajavas. Vrindavan Bhuvi Nishtha Krishna. And we continue to live in Vrindavan, doing bhajan and crying and praying and serving Vaishnavas and Radha and Krishna and Vrishvasis. And one fine day, by the mercy of Radharani, then what will happen? Radha Pada Naka Mani Chandrika Drishti. Radha Pada Naka Mani Nakamani Chandrika Drishti. We will see and feel the beautiful, soothing, cooling, refreshing, life-giving, exciting, beautiful moon rays from the jewel of Radharani's toenails. Radha Pada Naka Mani Chandrika. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. Jai Radhe. This is 13th Satak, verse 5. It's another nice verse glorifying Radharani's beauty. If you hear about something over and over again, it's a way of memorization. It's called rote memorization technique. Just repeat it and repeat it and repeat it and repeat it. Finally, it sticks in your mind. You come every day to the mandir, and every day after arti, you recite the Shikshastakam prayer by Mahaprabhu. Cheto Dharvana Marjanam. After a few weeks or a few months, you have it memorized because you chant it in unison with all the bhaktagan in the morning, and you memorize it. So we want to hear over and over again. We want to hear 1,000, 10,000, 1,000,000, 10,000,000 verses and shlokas describing the beautiful transcendental form of Radharani. We can't hear enough. We want a thousand years, 1,000,000 years to hear the glories of Radharani. And we keep hearing over and over again, thousands and millions of times, about the face of Radharani, the form of Radharani. Eventually that form will manifest and will rise in our heart. Radharani will manifest her beautiful form in her heart, because she sees, Radharani sees how eager and enthusiastic and desirous we are to have her darshan and to hear all about her and read all about her, speak all about her. So this is the mode that Prabhupada Saraswati is in and writes about, and Raghunath Das and Rupa Goswami. They're Nitya Parishas. They're living with Radharani all the time. They know exactly what Radharani looks like. They can close their eyes and see Radharani in their heart and mind 24 hours a day. But still, they're writing all these verses. Meditate like this, meditate like that. So this is another verse about Radharani's beautiful transcendental form. Verse 5, Shataka 13. Avrakta Ruchira Arunadara Karangri Pankeruham Ananjita Sunila Drik Kuvalayam Amrishtojvalam Asamskrita Suchikana Prachura Kuntalam Radikam Abhushana Vibhushitam Smara Sadatra Vrindavane. Smara Sadatra Vrindavane. One translation. Just meditate on Sri Radha in Vrindavan. Radha's lips and her lotus feet are naturally red without the presence of any cosmetics. Her ruchir arunadara. And Radha's eyes are blissful like a lotus flower without the presence of kajal, mascara. Radha's hair is naturally curly. Prachura kuntalam. Without even being combed. And Radha is fully decorated without putting on any external decorations. It's one translation. Another translation. Radha's lips are beautiful. It says, Adara, Ruchira, Arunadara. Radharani's Adara, her lips, are Arun. They're Ruchi means pleasing and beautiful. They're pleasing and beautiful and naturally red, even without lipstick. Ruchi, Arun, Adara. Radharani's lips are beautiful, even without being decorated with lipstick. Her kara, her hands are like lotus flowers, even when not anointed with kumkum. Kara Angri Pankeruam. Rarani's hands, kara, and her feet, Angri, are like Pankareruam. They're naturally the palms of Rarani's hands and the bottom soles, the bottom of the Rarani's feet are naturally red like red lotus flowers. They're naturally that way without putting any lac dye on them or rubbing her kumkum in her palms or anything. Rarani's glistening dark lotus eyes are very beautiful, even without kajal. A Sanskrita Suchikana, they're glistening, they're shiny. Her eyes are very shiny, very attractive. Very shiny and glistening eyes, very shiny, bright, brilliant eyes, even without any kajal. And her long, Radharani's long, smooth, glossy hair, Chikana Kuntalam, is very beautiful, even when combed or tied. And even without wearing any ornaments, Radharani is ornamented in the most beautiful way. Please always meditate on the land of Vrindavan. So Smara Sada Atra Vrindavane. Living in Vrindavan, Smara Sada. One should always remember what? One should meditate on Radharani. Should remember Radharani. Abhushana Vibhushitam, which means that this is the basic point. The basic point of the verse is Radharani Bhushitam. Vibhushitam means beautifully ornamented, beautifully decorated, excessively, Vibhushan, exceptionally. Specially ornamented, specially decorated, it also means beautiful. So Radharani is supremely beautiful. Abhushan Vibhushitam. Even without any ornaments, without kajal, without lipstick, without kumkum on her, without lac dye on the bottom of her feet, without kajal, without kumkum rubbed on her palms or her hands, without any external anything else, Radharani is automatically Vibhushitam. She's already highly ornamented, highly decorated, and extremely beautiful. Sundari Radha, Sundari Radha, Sundari Radha, Kijai. Abhushana Bhushitam, Smara Sada Vrindavane. Living in Vrindavan, Smara Sada, always remember this, that Radharani is beautiful, supremely beautiful, Vibhushitam, without ornaments, without kajal, without kajal, without kumkum, without foot lac, without a red dye on the bottom of her feet. Abhushana Vibhushitam, Smara Sada Vrindavane. Always remember this, that Radharani is so beautiful, even without any extra things. She doesn't need makeup, like people put on makeup. I make a joke also about that. People put on kajal and lipstick and paint their nails and feet and everything, so many things they add, so many add-ons they add on their body. It's called makeup, eyeshadow and mascara, kajal, eyeshadow, many things they do, lipstick, etc. So the joke is that the materialistic women, they have to make up, increase their beauty, make up for what beauty for what they don't have. But Radharani is Abhushana Vibhushitam. Even without anything, she's Vibhushitam. She's automatically sahaja, naturally, she's naturally beautiful. Transcendental divine beauty, unlimited beauty. Jai Shri Radhe. This next verse is called Prem Samlap. Prem Samlap is a love conversation Radharani met Krishna at Kunja, and they had some conversation. Shatak 13, text 8. Kante talpam idam kritartaya nahi prishte aparadasika. This is a back and forth, it's a dialogue, back and forth conversation. Krishna says, "Oh Kanta, Kante talpam kritartaya, please fulfill the desire of beloved Radharani." Krishna said, "Oh beloved Radharani, please fulfill the desire of this bed." Krita Arta. Talpam means bed. Kante talpam idam kritartaya. Radharani replies, "Nah, no." Krishna says, "Aparadasya ka. Oh beloved, what offense did I do to you? Did this servant offend you?" Radharani says, "Shame touch charitam na bhajram abhikim bhakshami te kriyat." Radharani says, "Oh Sham, I do not like your behavior, your character. Sham charitam na. It's not good. You don't have bhajram, not bhajram. Your behavior is not good. It's not auspicious. Sham charitam na bhajram," Radharani said. "Oh, Sham, I don't like your behavior." And he says, Krishna says, "Oh, why? Why is that?" "Vakshami tet kiyat." And Radharani says, "Should I reveal some of your characteristics?" Krishna says, "Forgive me. Please, Radharani, don't go away from here. Don't leave this for a bed of flowers. Please lie down. I will massage your lotus feet." Radharani says, you don't know how to do this. You're not expert in the art of massaging my feet." Then Krishna says, "Then why don't you teach your servant?" She says, "Angri upalaya na. Nipuna. Nipuna means you're not expert." And then he says, "Shikshitam kinkara. Why? I'm your kinkara. I'm your servant. Why don't you instruct me how to massage your feet?" Radharani's playing hard to get. He's showing bhamya, bhamya bhav, bhamya prakar. Bhamya means contrary, left wing, bhamya, bhama. Left wing gopi, contrary, opposing mood, unsubmissive mood. Creates a challenge in Krishna's heart. Another translation. Krishna says, "Oh, beloved Radha, please make this couch perfect, Kritartha." Radharani says, "No." Krishna says, "Oh, my beautiful love, what offense have I committed?" Radharani says, "Your actions are not good." Krishna says, "What can I say? How much must I forgive?" "Everything." "No." "Everything? No, leave my feet. When you go out of this kunj, then I will sleep on this bed alone." And Krishna says, "But I shall stay here, massage your feet." Radharani says, "You're not very good at that." And Krishna says, I'm your kinkara, please teach me. I'm your servant, you should teach me." That's nice, beautiful. Shatak 13, verse 8, beautiful dialogue. So he has another dialogue in the next verse, verse 19. Ashatak 13, text 19. Another nice lila. Nashta nakalu budir unmad nahi tram tam aharshir drita krit swange vara yatra kim mama karam koyantre Nyakshipa. Shaiveti Subarbakan Nigadatan Hunkara Pushpa Hate. Smitopali Nivarayant Yavatu Mamra Datra Vrindavane. Radharani says to Krishna, nashta buddhi unmad. Then Gita says your buddhi becomes buddhi nashat. Gita Krishna teaches Arjuna, when you contemplate the objects, when you meditate on sense objects, because buddhi nashat, says your buddhi, your intelligence becomes destroyed. If you think of sense enjoyment, you lose your brains and act stupid, crazy ways, get involved in sense enjoyment, and end up in sinful life, and take another birth. Buddhi nashat. Here's Radharani saying, Krishna, Aon Mad, Nashta Buddhi. Radha says to Krishna, oh Krishna, oh intoxicated one, have you lost your intelligence? And Krishna says, Na, Aharshir Drita, you have stolen it. Then Radharani says, if I stole your intelligence, where did I keep it? Where am I hiding it? Where did I keep your intelligence? Krishna says, it's antare niyakshipa. It's inside your body. Radharani says, mamakaram, is it in my hand? And Krishna says, choli antare. Says, no, you have put my intelligence inside your choli, inside your blouse. Krishna is really naughty. Krishna is very, he's a dear Lalita Nayak. Very naughty, very comical, very humorous, and very funny. Then there was a parrot there, maybe Manju Bhashini or Daksha or Vichakshana, one of Radha Krishna's pet parrots, was in the kunja when this lila was going on. And the parrot was sitting in a kanama tree and he overheard this conversation. And he answered, because Krishna said, Radharani said, where did I keep your intelligence? You said, you accused me of stealing your intelligence. Where did I keep it? Is it in my hand? Krishna said, no, you're hiding my intelligence inside your choli, inside your blouse. A parrot overheard this and confirmed Krishna's idea, saying, yes, it's true, it's there. May that Sri Radha, Svitofali Radha Vrindavan, may that Sri Radha, who thus broke out in laughter in front of the gopis and tried to stop Krishna by throwing flowers at him, protect me in Vrindavan. That's really great. Really beautiful pastime. It's really nice. It's so funny. There's another translation, this verse 13:9. Radharani says, Krishna, you've lost your mind. And Krishna says, Hari says, you have stolen my mind from me. And Krishna says, Radharani, tell me where on your body you're hiding my mind. I shall push my hand into your bodice. I shall put my hand in your choli and reclaim my mind. Hearing these words from the young parrots, Sri Radha and her friends smiled and chased them away with loud calls and a barrage of flowers. I pray that Sri Radha may protect me in this land of Vrindavan. That's it. The same Sanskrit verse, Shatak 13, text 9, and completely similar idea, but completely different angle, different dristikon, different angle of vision. One says that the parrots are, the Radha and Krishna having this conversation, and the parrots confirmed it. They were sitting in kadama tree, and they confirmed it and said yes. And the other translation, that's each one has its own rustic sweetness. One is, I like this first one better, actually. Radharani, it's more Radharani's mood. It shows her left-wing mood. I'll read the second one again. The second one, basically the scene, the setting of the second translation is that Radharani and her sakis, doesn't mention anything about Krishna. She says, Radharani's relaxing with her sakhi, Rasaki God. There's no Krishna mentioned there. Radharani and Rasakis. Two young parrots land on a tree. Two young parrots land on a tree and start speaking. And then Radharani and the gopis are listening to what they're saying. And what they're saying, these parrots are recounting, they're speaking a conversation that the parrots heard. They heard some other time, some other place, when Radha and Krishna were alone in the kunja, these two parrots heard this intimate love conversation. And the parrots landed on a tree above Radha and her gopis, and the parrots started speaking. That's the angle of one verse. You have lost your... One parrot said to the other parrot, "You have lost your mind. You have stolen my mind from me. Tell me where on your body you're hiding it. I shall push my hand into your bodhis, your choli, and reclaim it." Hearing these words from the young parrots, Sri Radha and her sucky friends smiled and chased away the parrots with loud calls. It says near Hankara Pushpahate. Hankara Pushpahate. Hankara means roaring. Hankar means roaring, loud cries. And Pushpahate means throwing flowers. Well, that's the right translation. Arbakan means a child. Shubha means a baby parrot named Shubha. So that makes sense. Translation also good. Same things are going on. I pray that Radha may protect me in this land of Vrindavan. But I like this other one more. That Radha and Krishna meet together, and Radharani says, "Oh, you intoxicated one, you're nashtabuddhi. You lost your brains. You lost your intelligence. Nashtabuddhi." And Krishna says, "No, you have stolen it. Na twam maharshir," means you stole it. "Then where did I keep it?" Drita Krishwange. He says, "Swange, what? It's inside your body." And Radharani says, Yatra kim mama karam. Is it in my hand?" And he says, "Choli antare nakshipa." "No, you put it inside your blouse. You put it inside your choli." That's nice. I see it like that. So a parrot overheard this conversation, and the parrot was also there at the same time Radha and Krishna having this talk in the kunja. And the parrot in the branches confirmed this by saying, "Yes, it's there." In other words, "Yes, Krishna, your booty, nashtabuddhi, the booty you lost, your intelligence you lost, Radharani's hiding it inside her choli." May that Radha who laughed in front of her gopis and tried to stop Krishna by throwing flowers at him protect me in Vrindavan. Two different angles of vision. Basically, the same idea. It's about flowers and about naughty talking of Krishna. And how they responded. It's a beautiful, beautiful lila to meditate on. And same with the other one before. Beautiful. Shatak 13, text 8 and 9. These lilas, they appeared in the heart and mind of Prabhupada Saraswati while he's doing bhajan on the banks of the Yamuna, Kaliyada in Vrindavan. It's called a spurti. He had a spurti. In other words, he was sitting there under the Kadamba tree on the banks of Yamuna at Kaliyada, and two parrots landed in the tree, and they spoke, and he heard this conversation, and he saw this whole lila in the canvas of his pure mind, and the screen of his mind. He saw this lila unfold and heard the gopis laughing, and hunkara can mean shouting and throwing flowers, or Radharani was... loudly laughing, and and tried to stop Krishna by throwing flowers at him. Because Krishna said, "Oh, you're hiding my intelligence inside your blouse. The parrot has confirmed this. Now I'm going to stick my hand in your blouse. I'm going to stick my hand in your clothing and get back my intelligence." Radharani tried to stop Krishna by throwing flowers at him. That's a heavy wall blocking. The flowers will really block Krishna. Giridhari Sham. Giridhari Sham, Hari Marari, Sham Apyari, Govardhanandari. On that beautiful, sweet note, Madhuram Samapayat, beautiful, sweet note, beautiful, sweet leela to meditate on. We'll end today's class on this Madhvasi fasting day in Kartik Vaina, in Brajadam, Radhakundam. Counting the days of the month of Niyam Seva, the Kartik Brat, Urja Brat, the powerful, powerful Urja Brat. We're trying to attain the mercy of Rajeshri Radharani, attain a drop of powerful mercy and love. Make our life perfect, attain praying for Radharani. Giridhari Sham, Hari Marari Sham, Apyari Govardhana Dari. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Shri Radhe. Govinda Gopal, Shri Lara Lila, Priya Priya Tam, Shri Shama Sham. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Shri Radhe. Jaya Krishna, Jaya Krishna, Krishna, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Shri Krishna. Kishore, Kishore, Radha Murali Dar. Radhika Hari Radha Damodar, Kishore Kishore Radha Murali Dar, Radhika Hari Radha Damodar, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Shri Radhe. Vrindavan Shri Radharani Ki Jai, Vrindavan Mani Mamrita Ki Jai, Shri Prabhupada Sarasvati Pad Ki Jai.